Thank you. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of September 26, 2013, convening at 5:42 p.m. Pacific, 8:42 p.m. Eastern. Summer Reese, Chair, Heather Gray, Vice Chair, Richard E. Zell, Secretary. Mr. Secretary, would you call the roll, please? Thank you.
Yes. Edward Steger.
Brian's here.
Thank you. Rosenberg. Can't hear you, Tracy. Siegel. Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Thank you. Diaz.
Present.
Thank you. King. Can't hear you, Lucette. Norman. Tony, I know you're there.
Sorry.
Tony? Can't hear you, Tony. Stitt? Can't hear you, Katia.
Hello, Tony here. Can you hear me?
Okay, Tony, I got you.
Yeah, mute. Trouble with the mute.
Okay. Razan? Can't hear you, Lydia. Crumshow?
Present.
Thank you. Medina? Are you there, Brenda? Can't hear you. Reese?
Present.
Okay. Alan?
Alan is present.
Thank you. Polinar?
Here.
Thank you. Hinchel?
Hinchel's here.
Thank you. Yuzel here. Burton?
Here.
Thank you. Coleman?
Here.
Thank you. Roberts? Can't hear you, Serene. You think she's still on that other number?
No, I just gave her the new number. She should be here by now.
Saba?
Present.
Thank you. Gray?
Here.
Thank you. Lane Ewart?
Here.
Thank you. Raul Salvador?
Here.
Thank you. Anybody I didn't get or didn't hear their name call?
Roberts is here.
Who is that? Roberts? Okay, got you. Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Good evening, everyone. Let me pull up the agenda. Do we have any excused absences, Mr. Secretary? I'm not aware of any.
I don't know of any.
Okay. Very good. And do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
I'd like to move to move some things up.
Okay, so that would be you have amendments to make?
Yeah, move existing things up on the time sensitive things.
Go ahead.
Okay, I just
I'm sorry. 1 second. Was there a second? Did we get a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Okay. And we have amendments, so. Thank you, Hinchel. Go ahead, Ezel.
I just sent out a list of the three things so that people know exactly what I'm sending. I just have to open it for myself now. What I want to move up in this order is and number four under new business A, the FY 13-14 budgets for KPFK, KPFA, and WBAI. And then the second thing is the committee reports B, coordinating committee. The number three, which is Houston meeting guidelines. And then the third thing is a Number five, committee reports, governance committee. There are two motions. There are two motions there that talk about bylaws and then timeline stuff, and that's very pressing because the first date on that is October the 2nd. So if we could move those up. Move them up. And I'm asking that they be moved up to after the management reports.
Okay, so you're asking to move all three of those items up immediately following management reports? Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, would you like to motivate, and then I'll take stat?
Okay, the budget approval shouldn't take long because we've done all that. They've been working on it for 6 months, and we just need to get them approved. The coordinated committee thing is those are guidelines for the Houston meeting so that we can move in a timely manner there in a cost-saving manner. And then the governance committee things are – I just glanced down and saw those motions. I'm sorry the governance committee people haven't been shepherding those, but I just looked down there and saw that October the 2nd date and thought we better move on it.
Okay, thank you. Discussion? Anybody? First, is there a second to Richard's motion? I'm not sure if it's proper that we take all three together like this. So, but first, let me see if it's support for this. Is there a second for his motion to move these three items up to the top of the agenda following management reports?
Yeah, I'll second that. It's Hinchel.
Okay, thank you.
I'll take it as a bulk.
Okay, so fast stack. Let's not take all night on agenda approval. Stack.
Brian here.
Carolyn on the third.
Okay, Carolyn, go ahead, please.
Yeah, thank you. Is there time associated with this, with the new shortened agenda? How much time would these take, and what is left after these are moved up? How much time is left after these are moved up? Assuming we keep to that time limit, Richard.
There's no way of knowing. Should be 30 minutes, but who knows?
Carolyn, did you have anything further before I go to the next person?
No, I think that's it. I think that's not helpful then that we don't know how much time it would take, so I will probably object to the move.
Yes.
Okay.
Benito through the stack.
Go ahead, Benito.
I object to this. I don't see where there's anything concerning Pacifica that's more important than BAI. And I saw where the discussion of the, I assume it's the sustainability plan, y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but the director's sustainability plan was supposed to be at the top of the agenda, right? And so I don't see why we would put anything above that.
Time.
Well, I don't know that BAI, in other words, I think that compared to BAI and the future of BAI, everything else can wait.
Thank you, Benito. Thank you. Anyone else on the stack?
Janet.
Brian here. I got John to the stack, please. John to the stack.
And Serene, please. Okay, I've got Brian. Go ahead, Brian.
Oh, I would just ask that the motion be split up. The only thing I really object to is putting the budgets up there because I do actually think multi-million budgets need more than a perfunctory discussion. And
okay.
I don't want to see them just rammed through.
Are you moving or asking that each of the motions or sections be voted on separately in terms of the movement of the agenda?
Yeah, I agree with what you said earlier, that the three separate amendments to the agenda shouldn't be taken up as one motion.
Yeah, I will take that. I think that's probably the more proper method anyway, because people may support one and not another, and this doesn't allow them to vote their conscience. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I don't want to spend all night in agenda approval. I'd like us to get done. I'm going to take them one at a time, and we'll just take a vote if that's no one objects to that, okay? I'll take the first one, which would be A, budget approval. Where is it currently on the agenda, Richard? I'm looking. Hold on.
Four.
It's four? Okay. I see. Okay. So, first motion on the floor is to move the approval of the F-1314 budget for KPFA, KPFA, and WBAI from Roman numeral 4 up to Roman numeral 3. If you support that motion, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote no or abstain. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll. Thank you.
So all three budgets together?
I'm going to do it section by section rather than, you know, individual things. So that's under new business approval of budget. So that'll be the first thing. That if you
the budgets wouldn't be addressed all together. They would be separate. But, okay,
yes,
we're talking
about the motion goes together.
Precisely. Each budget would be addressed separately, but as a group, they would move up on.
Okay.
I'm gonna take the vote on moving the budgets up. Edward Steger. Okay, we need to
No.
Rosenberg.
I'm gonna pass.
Oh, you're there. Siegel.
Yes. Yes, I'm here, Richard. Did you hear me? I would like to pass on the vote.
I got you. Pass. Okay, Siegel. Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Diaz?
No.
No. King? Can't hear you, Lizette. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Schmidt? Can't hear you, Sophia. Brazon?
No.
No. Crumshow?
Crumshow, yes.
Yes. Dina?
No.
No. Alan?
Alan says yes.
Yes. Apollinar?
Yes.
Yes. Mitchell?
Yes.
Yes. Uzel, yes. Burton?
No.
No. Coleman?
No.
No. Roberts? Can't hear you, Serene. Sabah?
Abstain.
Abstain. Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Lane Ewart?
No.
No. Somebody passed. Rosenberg passed.
I guess I'll vote yes.
Yes. Eight. Eight, eight, one.
What happened to Roberts?
She didn't answer. I don't know. Serene, you there?
Serene.
So, does Summer get to vote?
Madam Chair?
I'm sorry. Is it tied?
It's tied.
Summer should get to vote to break the tie.
Right. But she needs to be there.
Oh, I'm right here, guys.
It's not going to hurt my feelings if that first one doesn't make it.
Okay, because I think it is time-consuming, and I want to give respect to our colleagues' work on the sustainability plan and get to this evening. So, and I think the other two things might actually be more time-sensitive even than the budgets right now.
Okay. Do you want me to move straight to the coordinating?
Yeah, I'm going to not vote on this to break the tie, okay? So it'll fail.
This is on the Houston in-person guideline stuff.
Thank
Brian
you.
Edward Stickard. Brian?
I'm sorry. Can you clarify what the vote's on?
Okay,
this is on the guidelines for the Houston in-person meeting.
It's the actual, logistics. It's a vote on logistics for planning the Houston meeting. So
what item is it currently numbered on the agenda, and where would it move to?
It's five. It's three. Five.
Okay, I'll check it out. I'll pass and check it out. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
But
Rosenberg.
Question before we start.
Just a minute.
Yes.
Rosenberg.
Hold on. Richard, I don't think this one was set up. The other one we actually articulated, then we separated them. Let me just answer people's questions so we don't have a messed up vote, okay? Go ahead, Benito.
Yes, thank you, Summer. So just to be clear, so are we, if we vote to move this up, would that go ahead of the BAI discussion?
All these were predicated on moving in front of that discussion.
Okay.
This one shouldn't be too controversial.
They're time sensitive, folks. They're time
sensitive. It's time sensitive, and it isn't. Okay, if one gets past whether having a meeting or not is political, but you say, okay, we voted to have a meeting, this just deals with logistics, like when to book and whether people are sharing rooms and stuff. So it hopefully shouldn't be too complicated, I hope. So, but it would be moving it up in sustainability plan. Okay, so that's what we're voting on now.
Thank you.
Go. Richard, start the roll. Nobody interrupt, please. Thank you.
Okay. Rosenberg?
I'm confused here about what we're voting on, so let me pass, and at the end...
This is guidelines for the Houston meeting.
Oh, I guess I'll vote yes.
Yes. Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Diaz?
No.
No. King? You said I can't hear you. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Stitt? Can't hear you, Katia. Drazon?
No.
No. Crumshow?
Crumshow, yes.
Yes. Medina?
I vote no.
No. Okay. Allen?
Allen says yes.
Yes. Polinar?
Yes.
Yes. Hitchell?
Yes.
Yes. Uzel, yes. Burden?
No.
No. Coleman?
No.
No. Roberts? Can't hear you, Serene. Saba?
No.
No. No. Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Lane, yours?
Yes.
Yes. Brian passed?
I would say yes.
Yes. Madam Chair, 10-7.
Thank you.
Lay out the third one. You want to lay out the third one?
Yes.
Governor?
Thank you. Motion carries. Thank you. And the third one is under governance. It's almost complicated. It says move. This was what was originally on the agenda that we never got to. Move that the date for submission of bylaws amendments for this year shall be August 16th. And anyway, it goes on from there in terms of when the amendments would have to go up on the air and everything else, October 2nd. The point is we've blown that deadline, and we're about to blow the next deadline. And so it is time sensitive. We have tremendous difficulty passing even the simplest bylaw throughout the network. But if anyone desires to introduce a bylaw, I personally would like to introduce one on modifying our communication. So there are reasons that people want to, so that's why it was time-sensitive and why Richard was putting this forward, because it's been languishing as a governance committee meeting, a motion, past the date that this should have been dealt with in large measure, because we have so much difficulty getting through a large portion of our agenda at each meeting. So that's that. Are there any questions before we go to a vote?
This is Lydia.
Yeah, go ahead, Lydia.
So can we just change the start date of that and then adjust the subsequent dates?
That was the thought, yes, because we could still squeeze in while this board is still this board, you know, if we act now, kind of.
Okay. What is the start date? I put it together, but I'm driving, so I can't.
It was August 16th, and all properly held bylaws should be held until October 2nd. So it was like a six-week period, and October 2nd was 45 days before the earliest of the voting dates, September 16th. So we can vote into December as well. So it's like adjusting it by a month and change, landing us towards the end of this year.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay, can we vote on it?
Summer.
Just voting to put it on the agenda.
Anyway, it's cutting it close, honestly, whether it would get to the right, you know what I mean, whether we'd actually nail it fast enough to get to the local station boards, but we should at least deal with it and not just let it blow by, probably. Benito?
No, I was just going to ask you to do those dates again.
Well, here's
come up during the motion. This is just the agenda.
That's what I was going to say. This is the agenda. We're going to actually have to engage in discussion if and when we get to this, okay, to settle those dates. Anyway, this is just whether it moves up on the agenda. Where is it currently on the agenda right now? How far down is it?
5C, 3, and 4.
Okay, so it's way down there. We'll never, ever see the daylight right
now. No.
It's being proposed to still be moved up above the WBAI report, but following
right after the one we just approved.
Right after the coordinating committee report, and I'll keep my
Can we take the vote on this?
Take the vote. So if you support moving this up so we deal with this bylaws issue, then vote yes. And if not, vote
okay.
No. Thank you.
Okay. Brazon?
Yes.
Yes. Crumshow? John?
Crumshow votes yes.
Yes. Medina?
Yes.
What was that?
I vote no.
No. Okay. Alan?
Crumshow votes yes. Yes. Did you get mine, Richard? Crumshow votes
yours.
Yes. Thank you.
I got Crumshow. I got Medina. Alan?
Alan says yes.
Yes. Polinar?
Pass.
Hinchel?
Yes.
Yes. Uzel, yes. Burton?
I will abstain.
Abstain. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts? Can't hear you, Serene.
I'm sorry. I just got back on. I've been dropped a lot. I don't know what we're discussing, so I'll just abstain. Thanks.
Abstain, okay. Saba?
Abstain.
Abstain. Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Lane York?
Yes.
Yes. Edward Seekert?
Yes.
Yes. Robinson? Rosenberg? I'm sorry. Rosenberg? Sorry.
I'll vote yes.
Yes. I got the R part right. Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
I'll pass for a minute. Give me a second.
Pass. King? Can't hear you. Who's that? Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Stitt? Somebody else pass. Apollinar pass?
I vote yes.
Yes, okay. And Diaz pass.
I don't know. I guess I'll abstain.
Abstain. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Motion passes. Okay, folks, it's 6:06 in California and 9:06 on the East Coast. Are there any more amendments, or could we have approval of the agenda as amended from someone?
I move that we approve the agenda as amended.
I'd like to make an addition.
Should I do that?
I don't know if now's the time to do that or not, but I'd like to do that. You're with me?
This is Serena. I'd ask to be... I'm sorry. Come on, Susan. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, Summer?
Summer?
Sounds like she got dropped, too.
Can you hear me?
Nancy, I apologize. My phone completely dropped out at just exactly the moment you said, I don't know if this is the time to bring this. I have no idea what you asked. Can you please?
All right.
Thank you.
I'll call back.
Hello?
I'm still on the...
Nancy, are you there? Nancy?
Nancy,
too.
Nancy just dropped out, right, Nancy?
Nancy Switkus just came in 4 minutes ago.
I'm sorry.
Who did?
I'm a new person, Nancy Switkus from WPFW. I just entered the call 4 minutes ago. Pardon?
Whose place are you? Are you taking somebody's place?
No, I'm just calling to listen. I'm just interested.
You can't
what?
Be on the call.
I thought it was
you can listen to the screen, but don't call in the phone number.
Oh, yes. Sorry, there was some misunderstanding, and someone sent you the number. It's only for members of the board to ask.
Summer, can you hear me now? Nancy.
Okay, hold on, Nancy, please. There's another Nancy on the line. Anyway, you're more than welcome to listen on the kpfdx.org hear it live, okay?
Okay, I'll leave the call. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and let us know if you have any difficulties, but you should be able to listen without a problem, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Okay, Nancy Henschel.
Thank you.
You're back. Thank you. We cleared that up. Can you just briefly state what it is you wanted to amend or add? And I apologize for falling off the call before. Go ahead.
Okay, you know, I'd like to move that that we take a look at the least expensive possible avenue for getting plane tickets. And let me read it like I'd like.
We're gonna talk about that later.
Nancy, you don't have to move a thing because we moved up that coordinating committee item. When we get to that, which involves precisely when do we book tickets by
okay.
and which airport are planning
Super.
It, that will be exactly the appropriate moment, and I will call on you then. So if you have a motion to introduce at that time. That will be the right
great.
Time.
Great. Thanks, Summer.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. All right, folks. So we had a move for approval from Alan.
No, hello.
Shireen. Yes, I apologize.
Yes,
go ahead. I'd actually recognize go ahead, please.
Okay, thanks. And I'm sorry, I have not had internet access. I actually haven't seen the agenda. I have a question about what FSRN is on, either the open or closed agenda.
We can talk and close without a problem. It does involve a contractual relationship, and I can say something during my ED report
okay.
regarding
I actually meant the affiliates thing that we talked about last session.
Sorry.
I don't remember what meeting that was. Do you remember we were supposed to have Ursula on the open
right.
and close?
It was postponed for this meeting.
I have to be honest, I do not think Ursula is prepared to be on this call today. I have her working rather assiduously this week in regard to FSR matters.
Point of order?
Also attending a conference. I don't believe she'll be with us this evening as much because of assignments right at the moment as anything else. Point
okay,
of order?
No. I'm sorry. Someone's making a point of order.
Sorry. Yeah, one moment, Shireen. What's the point of order, please?
Unless I'm not looking at the most recent copy, which is vaguely possible because I'm moving around, this item is on our closed session agenda.
There you go. Great. Fantastic. Thank you. Okay. And
okay,
I can send my report for fully on everything there.
Okay.
Can we approve of it?
Hello? I'm sorry. May I regain
Green,
the score?
Go ahead. Yes, you're right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So what is the status of the affiliates report on the open session agenda? Because the affiliates task force had specifically sent a motion asking that she be included on both agendas. So someone just answered that she's on the closed. What is the status of the open of her appearance on the open session?
It's on there. It's on there. I don't know exactly where.
I thought it was at the end. Please forgive me. It's been a very busy week. I don't recall. I know we had a motion on whether it was going to overlap the last meeting between open session and closed. I don't see it there at this point. All right, I'll be honest, Shireen. I don't know where it's at on the agenda. I don't even see it. It was supposed to be on this agenda. But in reality, I can report
it is.
Questions
it is.
Is. I'm looking.
Summer, this is Heather. Can I say something, please, about this?
Yes.
I just wanted to say that Serene was correct. We were wanting to have Ursula on this agenda, but Ursula is not available this evening for the open session because she's attending another meeting, so she was not able to speak anyway. So
Okay, I'm sorry, you're done?
And I see it. It's under item, it's Roman numeral 5, item D, 2.
Right.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So may I ask a point of information? I'll continue my point of information. Even assuming she's not, is she going to be on the closed session then?
Please, everyone, if I may, Serene. She's not available tonight at all. Either way, she's not going to be with us this evening. But it is on the agenda, and I think we should honor it and get her on the next meeting for which she's available, which will probably be our next meeting. And I'm happy to report on the status of where these various items are at this evening. Did you have anything else you wanted to amend for the agenda?
I did. Well, it's another story. I had asked a couple of weeks ago about adding a motion to the agenda. I have not had an opportunity to get online and actually send out the text of the motion, but I'd like to know whether or not it's been listed on this agenda.
I'm sorry, what is the motion, please?
I sent a note to the board and Richard about committees. Oh, committee functioning. I don't remember how it was phrased. It's been a while now.
About what?
I'll let you check. It's about committee functions. Was it from governance or coordinating, Serene, or was it a motion from you directly?
It was a motion from me.
Okay, thank you.
I did not receive it.
So, if I may, for efficiency's sake, Serene, if you would be kind enough.
I did not get a chance to send the text of the motion.
Okay,
Madam
Chair, I'd like to call a point of order. I would like to call a point of order.
Please, everyone stand down, please. Okay, enough. Here's the thing. I will acknowledge everyone in a row. The motion wasn't sent in a written form, therefore it is not on this agenda. It's dilatory to continue with something which has not been sent in writing. We have enough trouble getting through anything on the agenda when everything is in writing. I take constant chastisement when I do not put things in writing. Please submit it in writing. Secretary, please note it when you receive it and put it in the agenda. It will probably go somewhere faster if it goes through a committee. So if it is something important to committee structure, I would suggest that you probably take it up. God help us, wherever we should do that at this point, because we're having so much trouble getting through any of the stuff once it's on the agenda. Please submit it in writing.
Summer, I just asked if it was listed. None of this is necessary. Neither his shouting or your lecture.
Point of order.
Go ahead. I'm going to recognize
point of order.
That R.D. Wilkinson. Go ahead.
Thank you. I want to ask people to stop interrupting and talking over people. You all must stop it now. We cannot conduct business this way. Richard, you don't get, just because you have a bigger voice than other people, you don't get to shout over
when they're
talking.
I get to call point of order.
You did many other things besides call point of order. You made many other statements. I am asking the chair to call this meeting to order and to ensure that members behave themselves. We can't function like this.
Thank you. Duly noted. Mr. Rizal, I'll take your point of order.
Point of order is we have a motion on the floor. Let's vote on it.
Thank you. To approve, who is the second on approval of the agenda, please? I don't recall. Is it Henschel?
Henschel, sure. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so is there an objection to approving the agenda? The agenda presently in front of you as it has already been amended. And if there is not, may we move forward? I'm hearing no objection. The agenda is approved. Thank you. Okay, let us please move forward. It's 45 minutes in, no matter what.
Madam Chair, as the Secretary, I will move that we postpone the minutes until the continuation meeting.
Is there a second for that?
This is Heather. A second.
Thank you. Is there any objection to
postpone the August 22nd and September 12th open session meeting minutes to the next meeting. And hearing none?
Well, okay.
Thank you, Benito. Please, everyone, review the minutes prior to our next meeting, okay? And if you need to get them again, then please ask the secretary to send them to you again. Okay, very good. Thank you. Management report, IED CFO report. We're 45 minutes into agenda approval. Let me see what I can do to keep this brief under present circumstances and what is appropriate open session material. FSRN was asked about, so I'll address that first because and the affiliates. FSRN is scheduled to have its last news broadcast tomorrow. They will be reevaluating what they may be offering next to us and all of the our affiliates and others who carry their news. Internally, we are working to see what we can do to immediately address this programming issue for the network, for the five sister stations. Currently, FSRN is the evening news in New York because of the loss of the local news broadcast during the layoffs. So it'll have a profound impact in many markets. It's an integral part of our Berkeley and Los Angeles broadcasts, and it's quite important to the majority of our affiliates, providing the only national and international half-hour news package that most of them have. So it is a tremendous loss to the public alternative media radio market. We have been very diligently pursuing any outstanding balances within the affiliate program to direct them towards FSRN. This will lead me directly into my next part on CPB. Everything is into CPB of a financial nature, the certified financial audit, the AFRs, the discrete accounting. The foundation response, originally filed in response to the CPB audit of 2009-2010, was excessively broad and did not necessarily engage our FCC counsel. We are addressing that with them. Our tech department, in conjunction with all the general managers, is providing all of the third and fourth quarter substantiation of compliance with the Communications Act and all the
sorry,
things that they...
Madam Chair?
Yes?
I'm sorry. I did not hear what you said was excessively broad.
The foundation response. I'm sorry. Let me explain that. The foundation, Pacifica, was audited by the CPB for fiscal years 2009 and 2010. And out of that, various recommendations, some having to do with our valuation of premiums and our calculation of listener support upon which they base their grant to us, our grants to our stations, and recommendations, findings of deficiency in things like compliance with the Open Meeting Act requirements. The Communications Act covers certain requirements for broadcasters such as ourselves. Our bylaws go beyond that in terms of what we say we do in terms of open meeting notices. And our response as a foundation was even broader than that, saying we would do even more than both of those. So our lawyer is now involved with this to work with the FCC. We have compliance with the Communications Act, which is the area that they regulate, and producing all of that documentation. It's the last step in what we're doing in terms of showing our compliance to enable the FCC to release, to enable the CPB to release our money for the delayed CPB disbursements, and of course for this upcoming year as well. So I go into that because it's, you know, fairly well out there in the press in terms of what's going on with CPB and what's going on with FSRN. So we're in regular communication with FSRN in terms of what's going on with us. There's nothing we can do to avert their shutdown tomorrow at this moment in time. I'm hopeful that they're looking at what their various alternatives are in terms of continuing to offer services. I'm working with our news department at KPFA regarding resources available to us, and other news resources have been reaching out to us from to the affiliates. So there's been an active engagement this week in seeing to it that we're able to continue to provide news on our stations and to our affiliates, and we will keep you posted as things develop next week. Obviously, we have Monday to deal with, and that's a big part of what we're contemplating. And we will continue to work with FSRN and to pay them as the money comes in and hope that they're able to, you know, revision what they're doing in a way that will Ursula is getting a lot of feedback from affiliates, for instance, as to what a scaled-down news offering, what would be most desirable to most stations in terms of, you know, 15-minute package to blend in with local coverage, headline news, that sort of thing. So both organizations, our organization and theirs, we are both actively engaged right now, both with each other and with what we're doing to respond to this situation. So I think that probably, you know, pretty much is as much as I can certainly say in public, and it's quite a bit. But we're all keenly aware of, you know, the impact that this has in, you know, our media environment. So, and with CPB, we have pretty good compliance coming from our stations. And with Kriegler in the mix, that we'll have all of that satisfactorily resolved, I hope, soon. And we'll have, you know, a system going forward. I've assigned technical resources to see to it that we have our regular, we will probably be monitored quarterly for a year or two, and depending on how satisfied they are. So we're putting systems into place to make sure that that's as automated as possible for our management staff at the local stations. And I'm going to let it go to the CFO on financial matters. There are other things to report on shortly, but a lot of them are going to be in closed session, you know, relative to New York and all of that. So, and rather than taking Q&A, because we get really lost, you know, like verbal reports,